2 years ago, after Haiti was struck by a devastating earthquake, more than 500,000 people are still in makeshift temporary accommodation. Living in tents and shacks, they have no running water or electricity. Critics have labelled the Haitian government disorganised and the non-government organisations involved in the relief effort self-serving. Eleanor Bell reports.
Jean-René Alexis sits in his home, a temporary Red Cross shelter, no more than a tarp.
I have moved, but I see no difference. We have the same problems. Nothing has changed.
He's just one of hundreds of thousands of Haitians affected by the glacial pace of the recovery.
I'm not working. I don't have any goods. I can't find anything to do. That's Haiti's biggest problem.
Australians have given $25 million to emergency relief and recovery efforts in Haiti. Internationally, the figure is in the billions. It's estimated that there's 10,000 NGOs operating in Haiti, the highest number per capita in the world. Yet 2 years on, little has changed. Investigative journalist Michelle Mitchell tackles the subject in her documentary, Haiti, Where Did All the Money Go?
Jesus. Look at that. And what it looks like is that it got shelled. This could be Beirut from the 70s.
It debuts tomorrow on American television. After visits to hundreds of camps, she makes the extraordinary claim that life for Haitians is worse now than before the quake.
The conditions have actually deteriorated significantly. Those tarps are torn, and those pots and pans that were given out, those are being sold for food, and food is not being distributed anymore in these camps. And medical care is very difficult to find. Sanitation is pathetic. All of these things mean that for whatever money was spent, it wasn't spent very well at all.
When the 7.0 magnitude quake decimated Haiti's capital on January 12, 2010, the world's aid organizations rallied. The UN and NGOs agreed to coordinate their efforts for the first time under a new model they called the Cluster System. The Interim Haiti Recovery Commission was founded to organize the recovery and rebuilding projects. Haitians were supposed to lead the recovery. Michelle Mitchell says the experiment failed to live up to the hype.
There has been a significant lack of coordination. All of these organizations were supposed to work together to help the Haiti relief effort be the best relief effort ever. And none of that cooperation that they talked about happening ever happened.
In an address to the Parliament this week, President Michel Martelly has admitted there's still much to do. He's vowed to work with opposition members to aid the reconstruction effort.
The reconstruction of infrastructure supports the middle class and small business. Technology, information and communications are the engine of productivity.
Filmmaker Michelle Mitchell says donors need to make charities and aid groups more accountable.
Some NGOs are wonderful about being upfront about their costs and where they spent money. Other organizations, including some very large ones, will not improve in terms of their accountability until there is an entity that regulates them or until donors themselves require that accountability and say, hey, what did you do with what I donated to you?
Filmmaker Michelle Mitchell, ending that report by Eleanor Bell.